You're listening to SBS News.
The next generation of local tennis stars have made their mark on this year's Australian Open, with five Australians reaching the third round for the first time since 2004. On Friday, the nation's top-ranked male Alex de Minaur was defeated in straight sets by Spain's Rafael Nadal, while 20-year-old Kimberly Birrell was no match for world number two Angelique Kerber. Wildcard entrant Alex Bolt's run came to an end at the hand of German fourth seed Alexander Zverev on Saturday, while teenage sensation Alexei Popperin is ready to take his career to the next level after going down in a five-set marathon against France's Lucas Pouille.
After tonight, I think I'm ready. Playing five sets, pushing it all the way to the end for the first time. And I'm happy with the way my body held up. Yeah, hopefully I can break the top 100 sometime soon.
Ashleigh Barty is the last Australian standing, her triumph over five-time Grand Slam winner Maria Sharapova on Sunday giving her a career-first quarter-final appearance.
It's just so exciting. These are the moments we train and we practice and we prepare for. And sitting down with my team late last year, it was one of the goals that we set out, that we wanted to go deep into slams.
In cricket, Australia fell to its sixth consecutive one-day international series defeat after losing to India by 7 wickets in Melbourne on Friday. Indian veteran MS Dhoni's unbeaten 87 helped the tourists chase down a modest target of 230.
India win by 7 wickets. It's a tour to remember, one that in the years to come, people will say yes. In 2018-19, India went to Australia and won something they hadn't done for 70 years.
Australia now prepares for two tests against the visiting Sri Lankan side. They'll enter the series without fast bowler Josh Hazlewood, who's been ruled out with stress fractures in his back. West Australian fast bowler Jai Richardson will replace him.
It's a bit of a bittersweet sort of situation. Really unfortunate for Josh, but to be able to come into the test squad again is really exciting.
In the women's big bash, the Brisbane Heat will meet the Sydney Sixers in the season finale. The Sixers defeated the Melbourne Renegades, aided by a half century to star Elise Perry. The Brisbane Heat's semi-final against Sydney Thunder came down to the last ball. Brisbane able to secure a maiden final berth following a spectacular boundary catch.
Has it cleared the boundary? Gone! The Heat are in the final! What a catch!
That was remarkable.
In football, the Socceroos will face Uzbekistan in the Asian Cup's Final 16 on Tuesday morning. Midfielder Matthew Lecky has returned to training following a torn hamstring and is in contention to play. Australia's women's team, the Matildas, have lost their coach Alan Stajic just 5 months out from the World Cup. Football Federation Australia chief David Gallop terminated Stajic's contract after player concerns were flagged in two separate confidential surveys.
There's definitely some serious findings from the surveys and, as I said, from discussions and a view that things had deteriorated in recent times.
It has been reported that some players felt Stajic put them under unacceptable levels of mental stress, despite several players taking to social media to voice their support for the fallen coach. In the A-League, Perth Glory remains on top of the table following a scoreless draw with Melbourne City. Sydney FC registered an important 1-0 win over Newcastle Jets to stay in third spot, while second-placed Melbourne Victory had a 3-all draw with Wellington Phoenix. The match extended the Phoenix's club record unbeaten run to 9 games. In the English Premier League, Liverpool is 7 points clear on top of the table following a 4-3 win over Crystal Palace. Manchester United's 2-1 defeat of Brighton was their 7th straight victory under interim manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Marcus Rashford scored in his 150th game for the club.
Rashford, lovely turn, clever feet, brilliant finish. A goal from a man right on top of his game.
Australia's world champion netball team will face hosts England in the final of the Quad Nations series after narrowly defeating New Zealand. Player of the match Jamie Lee Price says the Australians were able to withstand some intense pressure to prevail over their fast finishing opponents.
I think it was just a bit of composure and patience. The Ferns really brought it to us today, and I'm really proud of the girls because we stuck to the way that we play, and we didn't let the pressure get the better of us.
Endurance motorcycle rider Toby Price has returned to Brisbane after winning the 2019 Dakar Rally.
It's an amazing race to be a part of, and just to get to the finish line, that's a win in itself. But to win the thing outright, it's a dream come true.
Price overcame a broken wrist to claim the title for a second time. Cycling's Tour Down Under has its first back-to-back champion after South African Darryl Impé successfully defended his crown. Australian Richie Porter won the final stage for a sixth consecutive year, but was unable to overtake Impé in the final standings. Joel Spreadborough, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.